Just thought I'd speak just very briefly about what happened to the produce that we had here last week for our harvest festival. And on Monday, I took it, a group of us collected it together, and I drove to Cowley in Oxford with it, with the fresh food, the tins, and the packets which had been given and which we used to decorate the church last week. And I drove to a convent there, a beautiful sort of oasis of tranquility in the middle of Cowley, with grass and trees, right in the middle of the hustle and bustle of Cowley. And this is part of a complex that includes Helen and Douglas House, and also a hostel for homeless people, as well as a chapel and accommodation for what is sadly a dwindling number of increasingly aged nuns. But full of vitality they are. And I was met by one of the sisters who accompanied me as I unloaded the car and took it to an area they call Stepping Stones. There's a charity called The Porch, which is a sort of umbrella for a number of things that are going on in Oxford to help particularly the homeless and people in need. And Stepping Stones is part of their provision. It's a house that is simply open 6 days a week to provide day-long support for homeless and other vulnerable people, particularly people who have a wish to move forward in their lives, perhaps away from an addiction or from living on the streets. And what they offer is a totally non-discriminatory offer to anybody to come along and be part of the community. Now, they call their clients members, and they focus with them on helping them to deal with their problems and helping them to perhaps reintegrate into society and to find a more positive lifestyle. And as part of this, they offer a good, healthy meal twice a day, 6 days a week. They have their own allotment, and they encourage the members, their clients, to help to farm this allotment. But inevitably, as so many charities in this day and age, they're short of resources, and we're very grateful for what we were able to take. A relatively small amount, but they were very grateful. And I just thought it was worth bringing this to your attention to remind you of this issue of homelessness and the fact that there are people who devote a lot of energy and a lot of commitment to trying to meet those who are in these sort of situations. Two or three of the homeless people helped me to unload the food. Just, don't need to say this, ordinary people who've had something go wrong in their lives, usually in terms of relationships that have gone wrong, and they've broken away from their families and they've drifted into this sort of situation. The people at The Porch did say that they're actually having a dinner on Thursday week as a fundraising effort, but also to inform people about the homeless issue in this area, with somebody from the council speaking and one or two others. There are some flyers on the table if you think you might be interested. So that's The Porch, and that's where our harvest gifts went.